this could be BBC scream and noise kind of thing.
Yeah, just remember that.
I've just given everyone the idea of sending that as a voice note, by the way. Please don't do that.
087-9180.
180!
Rugby Daily on Off the Ball.
Welcome to Tuesday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, Razzie avoids tinkering with a winning formula and responds to criticism of the 6-2 bench. We hear from Ireland hooker Ronan Kelleher. Cape Town rain aids Ireland's World Under 20 campaign. And France's tour of South Africa descends into chaos. First up today, Razzie Erasmus has opted against tinkering with a winning formula. He's named a completely unchanged matchday 23 for Saturday's second test with Ireland in Durban. Both the starting 15 and the 6-2 split on the bench are as they were in Saturday's win in Pretoria. The side who masters the breakdown is likely to once again come out on top this weekend. And box hooker Bongi Mbanambi has held the influence of, among others, their defence coach, former Ireland hooker, Gerry Flannery.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, with the new laws coming in, we know that the breakdowns definitely going to be there's going to be a lot of pressure on it by the refs and also by the players contesting for the ball. But then obviously with Gerry coming in, Gerry and obviously working with Dwayne, trying to improve our breakdown skills, with Jakob Pepper also teaching us the laws, you know, when can we counteract, when is the ball out, you know. Yeah, so we obviously know that the Irish team is definitely going to come harder than they did at Loftus. I mean, they pride themselves at sort of shortening the rugs, getting to our nine, slowing down our ball. So yeah, something that we really have to work hard on. We saw how it impacted our play when they started getting onto Faf and all that and shortening our rugs. So yeah, it's something we're definitely going to have to focus on. But I mean, we have someone like Dwayne, who's been doing it for years. He knows all the ground skills and also teaching us. And also having Jakob Pepper also teaching us the laws, when you're onside, when you're offside. And also, I mean, Gerry also doing an awesome, fantastic job teaching us exactly how the Irish players sort of train to attack our rucks. So something that we're really working hard on. Something that we did already in pre-season. And yeah, it's good to see that it's paying off when it comes to the big games.
Ex-Scotland and Leinster coach Matt Williams has again been vocal in his opposition of the use of the 6-2 split on the box bench. For clarity, Williams says the fault lies with World Rugby and not with South Africa or indeed Razzie Erasmus, but this hasn't stopped the box head coach having his say today.
You know, we do hear things and we do see things, and I'm on social media, I read things, and I, you know, and there's some things that you really take to heart and some things that you try and understand. I try to stay in touch with South Africa and what our people feel and how people react and try to be honest to the media on without giving too much away. And to be honest with you, you know, I've learned that if you know the laws and you know the protocols and you don't go outside the protocols, where I've been slapped over my wrist for not doing that, and then learning and adapting, you know, I really don't see how that would. For our reality is, listen, man, we could have sent it on one by one. But if all six go at the same time, you know, I don't know if that's dangerous. I mean, Ireland definitely also play with 6-2. So I don't think the Irish team feel that way. I don't think Andy Farrell feel that way. You know, I think that's one individual who said that. But I'm not even sure the Irish players would agree with that. You know, they're too proud and they handled us well. And they still, after that, scored two great tries to make it a really tense game at the end. You know? So, the one injury was in the first half on Sheen and before the bomb squad was on. So, some things make sense when you see it and others don't.
The Ireland team, when named on Thursday, will show two changes at least, with Dan Sheehan and Craig Casey both ruled out through injury. Sheehan suffered a suspected ACL tear in Pretoria, while Casey was concussed after a challenge from Orgie Snyman. Connacht hooker Dave Heffernan and Ulster scrum half Nathan Doak have joined the squad in Durban. Erasmus was asked to have another go at guessing the Ireland team today.
I think the first week was easy because, you know, we knew exactly who was injured and who was not injured, you know, and I actually tried just to compare the weights and the sizes and for people to see how close it is. You know, people always tend to think we're this big, heavy pack, but the last eight games we've played, I think we were lighter than the opposition, right through from number 1 to 15. Obviously, our wingers are lighter, but then, you know, we are not this big, heavy pack that outweigh the opposition by 4 or 5 kilograms. We are normally 1 or 2 kilograms lighter. For me, that's the interesting thing about people saying we want more stoppages in the game. And there was certainly a really stop-start game. Not that it's anybody's fault. There was big injuries and those kind of things. No, I can't predict it. I don't know who of them trained when. I just read in that Shin and the halfback got scrum off, got injured. So I would guess it will be Murray and Bundy and Ringrose and obviously Crowley at 10. I don't know if James Lowe's fit, he'll play. And then same wing and same fullback, I think. I don't know. Keller will come in at scrum times, same props. I don't know if they're going to make a change at loose forward, but pretty much, you know. And I think when one say that, you're not trying to play mind games. You're honest. You say what you think you're going to face, and you weigh it up, and you show it to the players, and you compare fitness and where they are in their season. They at the end of their season, like when we go to November, we're at the end of our season, and then we have to go over there and play England, Scotland, those kind of teams. They're at the end of their season. When they finish on Saturday, they're done. They go to a four, 5 week break, so they can give everything and know they've got 5, 4 weeks off. We then go into our season. So those are just kind of things to bring everybody up to speed with where we are and so on. So it's really not always mind games. It's sometimes there's facts I try to put out there.
So a reminder of that Springboks team. Willie LaRue continues at full back. On the wings once again are Cheslin Colby and Curtly Arenza. It's a centre partnership of Jesse Creel and Damian Dalende. Andre Pollard and Faf de Klerk are the halfbacks. It's a front row of Oxenche, Bongi and Mbanambi and Franz Malherbe. Eben Etzebeth and Franco Mostart continue their second row partnership. Sia Khaleesi once again captains the team from blindside flanker. On the open, it's Peter Steph Detoit and Quagga Smith is at number 8. The replacements for the Springboks: Malcolm Marks, Gerhard Sienekamp, Vincent Koch, Salman Morat, Orji Snyman, Marco van Staden, Grant Williams and Sasha Feinberg in Mangazulu. Ronan Kelleher is likely to start on Saturday in Sheehan's absence, with the Leinster Hookers saying they turned the page on last weekend's defeat. But Kelleher admits the set piece will need improving on Saturday.
I suppose as a whole, like, we're just going to have to look to improve on that. Like, obviously, at times in the game went well. Like, maybe at times dropped off a touch. So it's just about sort of nitpicking through those little details we might have gotten wrong we weren't accurate with, and then just, I suppose, try to right them wrongs for this weekend coming.
Kelleher believes Ireland can level the series.
Yeah, we're very confident. As I said, it was more just little fine details that we're, I suppose, going to have to try and fix, change the outcome of some of them moments from the previous game. We're very confident going into this weekend that we can fix them.
Now, Ireland advanced to the semi-finals of the World Under-20 Championship today without kicking a ball. Their final pool game with Australia was cancelled due to adverse weather in Cape Town, and the 4 points were split. Such was the condition of the Athlone Stadium pitch. Ireland had been forced to warm up in the ground's car park before the game was eventually abandoned. The outcome means Ireland topped their pool and will play in Sunday's semi-finals. Ireland head coach Willie Falloon gave his reaction to Rugby Pass TV.
No, it's definitely, it's a bit of a mixed emotion. Obviously happy to be in a semi-final, but yeah, the lads were really disappointed that we didn't get to play it today. We thought we had a bit of a point to prove it wasn't our best performance against Georgia. So the guys were really up for this game, they're looking forward to it, and it's really a very good team and a really good opportunity for us to go out and put our performance in. Yeah, look, it's wet, it's very, very wet, so it is, like, you know, these decisions are always very hard.
France's tour of South America has descended into disarray. Following Melvin Jaminet's expulsion from the squad, two players were arrested on suspicion of sexual assault. Jaminet was sent home on Sunday, having posted a racist video on his Instagram account. The fullback is to meet with his club Toulon this evening regarding the incident, and he is also facing a sanction from them, according to L'Equipe. But no sooner had Jaminet apologised than La Rochelle back row Oscar Jégu and Pollock Hugo Aradu were arrested following an alleged sexual assault. The alleged incident took place in Mendoza on Saturday night or in the early hours of Sunday morning in the hotel where the players were staying. They were arrested in Buenos Aires and transferred back to Mendoza, where they've been detained, and they're not allowed to travel with the rest of the France squad to Montevideo to face Uruguay. Both players have made their international debuts in Saturday's 28 points to 13 win over Argentina. According to communications with RMC in France, Jagu and Aradu admit to having a consensual sexual relationship with the complainant. Former Pumas international Augustin Pichot is assisting with their defence, as he is also a former teammate of Aradu's at Stade Francais. Finally, Rugby Australia's decentralisation push surpassed a new landmark. The Brumbies have followed Super Rugby rivals the New South Wales Waratahs in ceding operational control to Rugby Australia. The Canberra-based Brumbies had initially pushed back on the move in November. Queensland Reds and Western Force remain independent of Rugby Australia for now, while Melbourne Rebels have been wound up. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge. My name is Richie McCormack, and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you later in the week. Till then, thanks for listening.